As Judge Smales would say to former Saints head coach Dennis Allen, well, the world needs ditch diggers too. The Saints take out those who survived in survivor pools in week 9 by somehow losing to a Bryce Young-led Carolina Panthers team. Let's talk about it and look ahead to week 10 on the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast. We talk a lot about Survivor here, which also brings into play winners, likely losers, point spreads, odds, trends, all sorts of things. You can always email me if you have a specific question or see a trend out there that's worth bringing to my attention at write.todd@yahoo.com. I'll often reference the Circa Sports Survivor Pool, which has a little bit different rules for their huge payout because they increase the weeks from 18 to 20 with an additional batch of games around Thanksgiving and an additional batch of games around Christmas. Other survivor pools generally do not do that, but we acknowledge what's going on with Circa. While they are not the rule, they just do things their own way, and many play in that pool. Week 10 buys: Green Bay, Cleveland, Las Vegas, Seattle. So no anti-Vegas pick. Some who went with the Bengals got away with it. The Bengals responsible for so many people going out of Survivor early this year. Do defeat Las Vegas in one of the top three-ish plays, I would imagine, in many Survivor pools in week 9. Cincinnati, Baltimore, and another one was the Saints, as the anti-Carolina play does not work. Some used the Saints in week 1 successfully when they blew out Carolina, and this time, not so much. So if you got away with it in week 1, you weren't left to be tempted with it in week 9, and good for you. So 14 games to choose from this week. Let's just see what we have. Scan the board. I'm going to use numbers courtesy of the weekly column of Patrick Everson, a great follow on Twitter X, who is a senior analyst writer for VegasInsider.com. Here are the numbers as of roughly, we'll call it 10 a.m. Pacific time on Monday. What's today's date? Are we the 4th? First Monday of November. I want to keep this moving. I'm still getting over a cold. I have a cup of hot tea in front of me. I'm going to try to do this without coughing, hacking, wheezing, all those things that are not good for broadcasting. Thursday night game could be a good one. I don't imagine we'll have survivor action here with Ravens and Bengals. So two of the most popular plays in week 9 are head-to-head in week 10, with Ravens as a 6-point choice, a minus 265 money line. This is where I cite a key number that Gil Alexander brought up on a numbers game on VSiN before the season ever began. Roughly in the last 20 years of play in the NFL, if a division opponent is favored by 5 or more, they win at a high enough rate to get your attention. So it should not dissuade you from worrying about that favorite at 5 or more just because it's a division opponent. That whole myth, well, it's tough to beat a team twice in the same season, you play in the playoffs 3 times in a season. Again, division game, if a team is favored by 5 or more over the last 20 years, it's a significant enough number that the favorite wins. So based on that trend, you would like the Ravens to win the game against Cincinnati. And I think we can see that scenario. But again, probably not much survivor play. Some just used Ravens and Cincinnati last week. Some are saving Ravens in the Circa pool, and on we go. International game, I believe, in Germany to start Sunday. I don't feel we're going to have much of an anti-Carolina play unless, like, their plane has trouble getting to Germany and the Giants are there for days in advance. Or if suddenly Phil Sims, Jeff Hostetler, or Eli Manning say, you know, I want the free trip to Germany, I'll quarterback this game. Giants are a 4.5-point favorite in a quote-unquote road game, neutral site game, to us, against Carolina. But the Giants are, I mean, Carolina stinks. Giants smell bad. Giants minus 225 money line seems generous. So we won't get much survivor play there. Back in the States, starting at 1 o'clock Eastern time, Colts hosting Bills off a rough Sunday night game with Joe Flacco as quarterback at the time of our broadcast. We have no idea if Indianapolis will go back to Anthony Richardson. Key in that game was how well Brian Flores and the Vikings defended Jonathan Taylor. That was a big part of that. Bills are a minus 198 money line and a 4-point choice at Indy. A number of people have already used Buffalo. It's not a great spot to use Buffalo. You certainly aren't leaning Colts here, so I don't imagine this game gets much attention in survivor pools. There's Minnesota, though, off the Sunday night win against the Colts. 5.5-point choice at the Jaguars, minus 238 money line. Minnesota has not been a very popular survivor play this year. So all factors here say, yeah, we're going to see some play on the Vikings this week. They seem to be in good health, unless there's something I don't know or some news that comes out later in the week. They're off a win. The Jaguars, we just continue to wonder how long their head coach lasts. They continue to rotate best available healthy running back amidst questions about Trevor Lawrence. The Eagles lit up the Jags pretty good. Saquon Barkley ran all over them. Aaron Jones, obviously very capable running back. So, yeah, Vikings will be a top three-ish survivor play this week. Commanders at home. Modest 2.5-point choice, minus 135 money line against Steelers. I don't see this being a popular survivor play because both teams have fared very well the first half of the season. There isn't a clear side here. Saints at home against Falcons. You often hear about how a team gets a little coaching spike after they fire the coach. Considering who the interim coach is for the Saints, I don't expect that here. I did expect the firing because the Saints weren't going to let Dennis Allen coach a game that means a lot to the franchise as dead man walking before the bye. But the interim coach does nothing for me. The Falcons have clearly been playing some pretty good football. This line seems low to me at 3, and the Falcons a minus 170 money line. And unless you use the Falcons for some reason against the Bucs twice this year, or last week in what I thought was a pretty good spot against the Cowboys, get in on these guys. So I think Atlanta will have attention like Minnesota this week. Chiefs at home against Broncos. You know, the Chiefs are a unique animal because they just keep winning. It's kind of one of those teams you save. You either use them early. There was like a week 3 game where you knew that where they were going to win big, or you're saving them for later. They're a big favorite, 9.5, minus 455 against the Broncos, who may have gotten a bit of a reality check. Broncos still may be a playoff team. Division game, so there's the Gil Alexander number again. Playing to the strengths of the Chiefs. So if you have the Chiefs, you could probably use them and feel pretty good about it this week. Buccaneers, at the time of our taping, they have not played yet, neither have the Chiefs. So everything I said about Chiefs-Broncos goes out the window with a key injury in the Monday night game, same with what I'm about to say with the Buccaneers. Buccaneers are a 5.5-point home underdog before they play the Monday night game against the Chiefs. 49ers minus 245. The Niners were a very popular survivor play early in the year. I don't imagine many still have them. I don't imagine many are going to use them on a cross-country road trip. Although the Niners in recent years have just annihilated the Buccaneers. And right now, the Todd Bowles defense against the Kyle Shanahan offense looks about as laughable as the Saints' interim head coach choice. Sorry for the cough. Bears are a 7-point favorite at home against the Patriots. Both of these teams coming off awful performances. Patriots lost to the Titans, and were given a second chance by going to overtime. Bears minus 355 money line. I don't see a lot either way here. I don't think we're going to see survivor play here. I would certainly make the case that the Bears shouldn't be favored by 7 over anybody right now. Chargers are playing those lousy Titans. 8.5-point choice, minus 425 money line. We haven't seen the Chargers used in a bit. A couple weeks ago, some play on them. We'll get some play on them this week against the Titans as a minus 425 money line. Now, here's one funny. I think three of the better plays this week are all road plays. And they're all – no, two of them are division plays. Eagles at Cowboys. Eagles 6.5-point favorite as of the time of this taping, minus 290 money line. Check status on A.J. Brown. You can't really make much of a case for the Cowboys winning that game. With where the Eagles are, amidst questions about just how good they are, and where they are this season, and where the Cowboys are, and now with Prescott nursing an injury, and Lamb nursing an injury. And Diggs played despite injury and got beaten on the first touchdown by the Falcons. Eagles have not been utilized very much. They weren't even an anti-Jaguar play that much last week. I think the Eagles, and again, they're more than a 5-point division favorite here, so hit it as one of your top survivor plays. Cardinals at home against Jets. That's considered right now maybe the most even game of the week. And it's because the Cardinals amazingly lead the NFC West, and I don't think a single one of us believe they're going to win that division. And the Jets are coming off a win. But I think, as one of their former coaches famously said, you are what your record says you are. And they're under an interim coach who I don't think is helping them much. Texans at home against Lions. Texans have just hit that spot. We like the Texans. We do. But some of us said for them this year, it's not going to be easy to take that next step. You're going to run into some adversity. So let's just see how they handle it and then come back next year. Lions are rolling, absolutely rolling. Detroit has a lot of availability. You may see some Lions plays for those not saving them for Thanksgiving. Lions minus 218 money line against the Texans. And the Monday night game, Rams-Dolphins. Some used the Rams a couple of weeks ago. For those that didn't, they might consider using them against the Dolphins, because as Tua has returned, the Dolphins are scoring, and yet they're still losing. And the Rams are relevant in the NFC West off another victory. So I think the top plays are Minnesota, Atlanta, Philadelphia, but you might get some action on Kansas City, the Chargers, and the Rams. All right, there you go. Any other questions, write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. I should have said that at the beginning. My apologies to BLG. They are your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 813-902-3576. They pay for this podcast, so you don't have to.